have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat. With a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas. Come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving us of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence, the family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Receiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still opportunity, life I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life still needed. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man's of mind, I'm pleading. For Christ, rest of Christ, may meet it. In a bird, I'm a shot and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, my life was a teeter. That's right, I'm always loyal to. Receiving for Colorado, the offense. Receiving, but never stops. And I know I keep preaching once, I swap. I never will be this. Lose the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising, approving, I'm waiting, I'm losing. Something my dudes exposing delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleeping time, define our bad and hurts. Conduct with metal, touch.
Everything
bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile. Just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond the fence.
Woke up this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm blasted. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice of training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The labels say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey, welcome. Yes,
Welcome to another beautiful Sunday right here on Beyond the Radio. This your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? That's right. I am smiling. Yes, I am. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank everyone. Because on this network, one thing about it, we know it's a praying network. We know that it's people full of love and integrity, and we thank you, and it's so beautiful to be a part of the Elation family. Shout out to the Elation Network. Yes, we got a wonderful show for you tonight. Yes, we do. We're going to have fun tonight. We're going to have so much fun. So I'm going to just get to it. Can I get a drum roll? Bling, bling. Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. I'm smiling, David. I'm smiling.
Coach Shay.
I got to do my G-Rub voice. You know what it
hey.
Is.
If you saw me over here, I was really over here, like, standing up, trying to do it. Like, I was doing that dance. They call it the stinky leg. I was doing it. Like, just because I was like, go, Shay.
I would need
go,
to put back on now.
Yeah,
go,
I was doing stinky leg. Go. So, how have your week been? I know you had an extraordinary weekend. Yes, you did.
I did.
You had a, yes. Talk to us.
Did. You know, shout out first to Elation's family like we always do. We love you guys, and we thank you so much for your support and your love for Beyond the Radio. We love you guys so much. And to the listeners, shout out to the listeners who's on tonight. But, yes, this weekend was amazing. Shout out to Brittany Johnson. We had her on a few weeks ago, the earlier part of July. And this young lady came on, and she talked about an event that she was going to be having right here in Douglasville, Georgia. And the event was more than she could have even expected. So, listen, listeners and Elation's families, if you guys were praying, listen, it happened. This was her first event, David. And I promise you, you know, just seeing the smile on her face. When you come from a place, honestly, where people always say you're not capable of doing something or they don't support what you do or how you do it, you go somewhere else and there are people you don't even know supporting you like this, to see something go off the way that it did, it was amazing.
Yes. I'm not at all shocked, because when she was right here on the radio show, you could tell she had a humble spirit. She was honest about where she was and where she wanted to go. She didn't come up here like she was just so high society and, you know, just – well, I got to get my management and, you know, I got to sign 13,000 autographs. And, you know, once my assistant come, like, she was humble, but she was realistic about where her position was. And the way she said it, you know, it inspired me. And it makes you want to be around those type of people. And it's a good thing that a lot of times we are around those type of people. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So I'm not shocked that she got the success. I believe she deserved
it was amazing. So I would say shout out to the vendors and everyone who came to the event. The ladies got more than they anticipated. Let me be honest with you. It was possibly about $5,000 worth of knowledge, information given on that day to all businesses. I mean, even us as speakers, we came in. Shout out to Janita Johnson, who's one of the accountants, financial consultants who came, and she talked about legalizing your business. And you would be amazed. And we're going to have them on the show at some point throughout the month of August so that we can recap it and you guys can get what you need to get as far as your business is concerned. Listen, Beyond the Fence, we're everything. We're more than music. We tell you guys that all the time. We're so much more than music.
Definitely,
you know,
more than
and
music.
We're so much more than music.
I mean,
and it's our expansion business that made this opportunity happen. And so we're just excited. But it took off, and it was amazing, and a lot of people got the nuggets they needed. So shout out to Brittany Johnson and to Key Chan, who talked about the marketing aspect of the business. But it was absolutely 100% amazing. And you guys can see all of the videos by going to the Beyond the Radio page, liking the page, and just going on there to see the recaps in the Beyond the Fence page on Instagram as well, where you will be able to see some of the footage. And so we're starting to load that up, but make sure you go ahead and connect to the Beyond the Radio page on Facebook and on Instagram, Beyond the Fence.
Yes. So that being said, shout out also on a whole nother note, Dr. Chanel. Dr. Chanel has really been awesome. She manages this young man that we're about to have tonight. We did a wonderful interview, and, you know, our topic coincide with this, because here's the reality. Normally, we have our guest on, and they'll be up here live. I'm going to tell y'all something. Here's the reality. This show is at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This young man, his parents are well-known, and his parents are saying, look, 10 o'clock is too late. He has to be in bed. So we did a pre-recording with this young man, and you guys are in for a treat. Are they not in for a treat, Coach Shay?
I'll say it how I normally say it. They're in for a triggity treat. I tried to be a little.
Yes.
Anyway, they're in for a treat.
Yeah.
I tried to mix it up a little bit, but it didn't come out the way I expected it to come out. But yes, they are in for a treat.
They're definitely in for a treat. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and go to this interview, because it is wonderful. Y'all are definitely going to be inspired by this young man. And I had such a great time with this interview. So please, y'all take a listen. So let's get it, DJ.
I guess we could say that. We're the music.
Sky Blue, are you in the building?
I am in the building.
Sky Blue. Man, how are you doing? How are you doing tonight?
I am doing great. I'm doing great.
Yes, sir. Sky Blue. Now, Shay, I'm just going to, you know, I got to ask the first question. You know, I just got to ask. Because his name's Sky Blue, right? And when they first told me, they said, well, I want you to interview this young man named Sky Blue. And I said, Sky Blue? What is he, Crippin? Is he a gang member? What is he? And he was like, no, he ain't no gang member. His parents is well known. I said, what is he, Snoop Dogg's son? So I just want to know, Sky Blue. We want to tell the men and women of God, the kings and queens of the world, are you Crippin', Sky Blue?
No, I am not.
All right. So we're going to get that out the way, kings and queens, men and women of God of the world. The man, Sky Blue, the young king, he is not Crippin'. So the name Sky Blue, where did you get the name Sky Blue from?
Sky Blue is pretty much like, because, like, me, when I'm feeling down or something like that, I will look at the sky, and I pretty much spelt it like that so it could be unique. And it pretty much means, like, people are always with you, and you're never alone.
Wow.
Sky Blue.
See, you wasn't expecting that, David.
I was not expecting that. That's why I got to ask him. Sky Blue, tell our listeners, how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
Sky Blue, I don't believe you, because you sound 23 answering a question that good. That was real good. And you must have practiced that. It was, man. You got me. I like, are you sure you 12? Man, look, I ain't going to tell nobody. If you over 12, you got 15, 20, you can tell me the truth, Sky Blue. I ain't going to tell nobody. Because you are very intelligent. 12 years old. So, what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. So, do you do homeschooling or do you actually go to a regular school?
I actually go to a regular school.
Oh, do you like you know regular school? Like do the little girls and your friends? Do you got new friends now?
Not really.
Okay, keep the same one. You keeping it real. Now that's what I'm talking about. Jay, do you have any questions for Sky Blue? Which I know you do.
I do. And I love the energy between you and Sky Blue. First, let me say Sky Blue is my favorite color. So when I found out how it was pronounced, I was like, oh, that's my favorite color. So I thought you were going to say, well, Sky Blue is my favorite color. But you came a little poetic with it. Like, I like that. You came poetic. So let's talk about even your music. How did you come about, like, wanting to even become an artist?
I wanted to become an artist because, like, I wanted to help people because, like, when people are down or something like that and feel bad or mad, they'll listen to music. And sometimes they'll listen to the wrong music. So I just wanted them to listen to the right music. That's why I made music, to make people feel better and come closer to Christ.
Wow. Listen, you guys, we're always building on our youth, and it amazes me that, and I'll tell you, Sky Blue, you're not surprising me with this interview. The youth that we are attached to, they have the same mindset that you have, the same energy that you have. And listen, to all of our listeners, if you don't notice this, the youth are really our future. I know Whitney Houston said it a long time ago, but the youth really are our future. And what we've learned, David and I have learned, is that they really do have something to say if you listen. So I appreciate you, Sky Blue, coming on to Beyond the Radio to share your wealth of information and your heart with our listeners. David, I'm going to pass it back to you.
All right, Sky Blue, I want to ask you this. Now, by you being in the industry, and that's air quotes, in this industry, because it's a tough industry, and you are independent. So, I want to know, like, what legacy do you want to leave? Because, you know, even though you say 12, I believe you're about 18, because you're answering these questions way too good to be 12. You know, but I want to know, like, what legacy, what's your goal for this business of being a part of this entertainment business? What you want to leave?
Pretty much being a part of this industry, I just want to leave, like, I want people to know me and people to know what I did and live off of that. So, like, I just want, when I die, I just don't want to be forgotten. I want people to know and live on the legacy and keep doing stuff for God and stuff like that.
Yes. So, man, go ahead. So tell me, first of all, ask the listeners. Hold on, listeners. We're gonna ask them. Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Man, I love Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I'm actually going to be moving to Atlanta myself next year because Atlanta is where it's at. I mean, do you think when you get older, do you think you would stay in Atlanta? Or you think you'll probably, like, you know, move to expand your brand, even though Atlanta is where it's at?
I'm still choosing.
That's right. And I'm only
That means he's not staying. So, parents, y'all better get ready because he's going to be packing his bags. Listen, when you know, Sky Blue. I'm going to just tell you, when you know. So, parents, if y'all are listening, which I'm sure you are, y'all better get ready for him to be packing his bags.
And, yo, he really does have some good music. Y'all really got to hear Sky Blue. And the way you spell Sky Blue, family, is what is it? Could you spell
C-S-I.
Sky Blue for every? Yes.
Go ahead.
Now let him spell it. I mean, I know how to spell it, but I won't. Sky Blue, could you tell people how to spell your name so they won't get confused? Because we want people to find you.
It's spelled like S-C-I-B-L-W.
S-C-I-B-L-W.
And here I am. I'm thinking of, I had S-C-I, but I'm thinking C-S-I because that's my favorite, one of my favorite shows. I just need to be quiet. Like CSI, SCI was on my mind, but CSI was like, that's what came out of my mouth. So I apologize for that, Sky Blue.
Hey, and Sky Blue really do have some good music. Family, I'm telling you, this young king, he's 12 years old, but when I say he have a powerful, powerful message, my two favorite songs are called Checkmate and Too Late. I listen to them songs. Like, I'm like, man, I love these songs. They're very inspiring. And to be 12, it's like you showing us the mind of a 12-year-old and what you're going through and telling us where you're going. So tell me, Sky Blue, what are your favorite song? What's your favorite song on your project?
My favorite song on my project is either Checkmate or My Mind.
Okay, Checkmate. Let's talk about Checkmate, man, because I listened to it like 3 times. What made you write that one? Like, you went in. That's fire. That Checkmate is fire. What made you say, you know what, I'm going to go outside the box with this one a little bit and just really feel a little bit more free and tell them how I feel? What went in? What was on your mind with that one? Because it's kind of different from the rest of them. Really went in.
Checkmate is pretty much about, like, if you're stuck in a bind or a problem or something like that, then mm-hmm. God will pretty much help you. That's why, like, Checkmate, you don't got nowhere to move, but God pretty much helps you to get out of that situation and problem.
Yes. Shay, what's so unique about this young king? If you I want all the listeners to realize and recognize this young man. You could tell he had an awesome upbringing. Everything he does, he's giving reference to God. He's not giving all the praise to himself. He's not up here bragging. He's humbling himself, and he just thanking God for who God is. And every song I have listened to it, for him to be 12, because so many 12-year-olds going astray. There's so many 12-year-olds, their mind is elsewhere. So I noticed you have your little brother. You have your brother and your dad, right, on your project?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now your brother, this, the brother collab, is your little brother or your big brother?
My little brother.
How'd that come about? Did you just say, look, bro, come on in here, man. We're going to do us a song, man. Or did he just come to you like, big bro, I got skills too. Let me join in, man.
I was making a song and he wanted to get on it, so I just let him on.
So you're like, come on, little bro, I got you. I'm gonna let
I
you get your little shot.
I love it. I love it. Come on, you wanna get on it? You wanna get on this? You wanna get on it? Come on, you gonna get on.
I got you. So what about your
piece? Is he, like, bumping it around the house?
I ain't hear the question.
Go ahead, Shay.
I said, so is little brother bumping the music around the house? Like, he hears his voice on the song. He hears the finished product. Is that the one he bumps the most around the house?
Yeah. He likes that song.
So what artist inspires you the most, Sky Blue?
The artist inspired me the most is my dad, my mom, pretty much my whole family, and rappers like 1K Few, and yeah.
I like that, man. It's a beautiful thing that you can. I love that you said being inspired by your dad, because, you know, a lot of children are not really inspired by their parents. And for you to say that, because to be honest, I figured, like, Michael Jordan, I remember they asked Michael Jordan's son who was his favorite basketball player. And he said, B.J. Armstrong, which is the player that played with Michael Jordan, but his favorite player was a teammate of Michael Jordan, but his favorite player wasn't Michael Jordan. So it's an awesome thing, man, to say you're inspired by your dad. And I definitely never want to take the interview away from you, but we want people to understand where, you know, your genes came from. And, you know, just a short, could you tell everyone who your dad actually is?
My dad is Canton Jones. He's a writer, producer, song maker, and he's a really great dad.
Man,
that was so sweet.
See, he said he's a great dad. See, he had nothing to do with music. It had nothing to do with anything else. He just said, man, I have a great dad. And it's a beautiful feeling, me as a father myself, just to have your children who can be inspired by you and love you. Shay, I know you got more questions. You're better at this than me. But I love Sky Blue Energy because I listen to his music and I love his energy. I love his energy, smart and intelligent young man. You can tell he grew up with morals and principles, and that's the most inspiring thing. That's why this is a beautiful interview, and I can't wait. I just can't wait to see where this young man is going to be 10 years from now. He have a bright future ahead of him. And he's
I think for me, David, in the last few seconds that we do have, Sky Blue, I really pray that a lot of young men will, that you would be a magnet for a lot of the young men in this world, because like David said, they are really gearing towards the corners, the streets, and family is not even it's not even an option anymore. You know what I mean? And I want to say in a funny way, people don't even sit at the table and break bread with their family anymore. And so I love the fact that you all have a talent to do what you do, but you emphasize the importance of family. With so many people now seeing how the videos are made with the cars, the chains, the money, do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many different visuals that young men like yourself have, and you've chosen the other side. In the last few minutes that we do have, can you encourage young men where they are today? Can you really, your music is doing it, yes, but can you encourage someone today that may be listening, why is it important to walk an upright life?
Pretty much, if this, like, you only get one life, so if there's things that you want to do and stuff that you really want to do it, then you got to do it and make sure it's a thing that God wants you to do, and don't let nobody distract you if you really want to do it. And just stay focused on your dreams and stuff.
And that's important, too, because guess what? Just because your dad is an artist, it didn't mean that you would have to be one, right? You could have done anything in this world. You could have said, you know what? I'm going to work against. You know how many celebrity children do that where they're like, I went to church so much when I was younger, I don't want to do that anymore. Or because they do it, I want to become a doctor. I might just be a fireman. Matter of fact, I might just be Chuck E. Cheese just to make sure that they get mad at what I do. So can you just encourage someone today, someone who's listening, about following their dreams? Why is it important to just follow your dreams?
It's important to follow your dreams because dreams are like, God gives you dreams for a reason, and he'll give you gifts that you need. So you won't just waste your gifts, and he'll want you to do something. So he'll give you dreams to show you what you would be good at and what he wants you to use it for.
Yes, yes. Scott Amen. Blue, I just want to tell you, man, I really appreciate you. You're such a inspiration, and even to us adults, you know, even though I have children myself, I'm an adult, I'm a dad, Shay is a mother and grandmother, it's young men like you who come up here and bless us to let our generation know that when the Bible say, You train a child in the ways of the Lord, and when he get older, he won't depart from it. You are an awesome example of just that. So I want to tell you, young king, keep going, keep influencing, keep inspiring, man. I love your energy. I want you to tell everyone what your project is called and how can they connect with Sky Blue and where can they get all your music and information. We want it all because we want people to tune in and rock with you.
The album is an EP, 5 songs. It's called The Chase, and you can get it on all musical platforms. And my Instagram IG is the_SkyBlue. SkyBlue spelled like SkyBlue. And TikTok is TheSkyBlue. And same, TheSkyBlue, SkyBlue.
Awesome, awesome.
He didn't say Facebook, so I'm guessing the young ones don't do Facebook anymore. He didn't do Facebook. It made me feel old, SkyBlue. Thanks. You had me this whole interview, but you didn't say Facebook, so now I feel kind of old. Thanks a lot.
He was like, Facebook. Yeah, we still rocking Facebook with our old self. That's right. Well, man, SkyBlue, look, we definitely want to eventually have you back on the show. Because we want people to see your progress, and we know you're going to progress, and we know you're going to prosper, young man. You keep going, young king. Keep inspiring. Do what you do. And, man, it's much love to you, bro.
Yeah, it was an amazing time with you today, and I echo what David said. Keep on blessing the men, the young men, because I'm telling you, your message, your testimonies, everything that you speak, there are people who are older, like in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, who need to hear what you have to say. So I encourage you, even as the listeners, do not isolate the children for what they have to say. Nowadays, even in the media, not outside the media, but even with technology, so many people are afraid. You know, SkyBlue, when I was growing up, they would say, like, you do as I say, not as I do. And children can't speak. You can't do this. Don't look at us when we're talking. Don't be in the room. And that still holds true today, but men like you, and I'm going to say men like you have the ability to really touch the multitude of other men in this world. So just keep up the good work.
Yes.
Thank you.
And to be honest, he's a good example for women too, because young women need to be inspired by a young man like himself.
Yes,
versus
that's true.
The buffoonery that we see out here, you know, they feel this tough guy image, this thug image, and you know, it's a short life, and I'm a statistic of that short life. SkyBlue, my mom is an evangelist, and I end up becoming a drug dealer, a game banger, and I went to federal prison for 13 years. And during that 13 year stint, I always knew who God was, but I had to elevate even much more. So this is what you see today. So, man, you just keep going, young man, and don't allow the negativity influence you. You keep being the influencer because young men definitely need you, and young women need to see an example of a young man with integrity.
Yes.
That's what we want to see. We're going to change the narrative with you, SkyBlue. You are going to change the narrative.
Just
keep on going. Yes.
Thank you. I love it.
Man, thank you. Man, we're going to let you go because, you know, I can hold you for another hour. But, you know, we're going to have to let you go, man, because we want people to hear your music. We have 2 songs that we're going to play. So, yeah, man, I salute you with both hands. And definitely, we're going to stay in touch.
Yes, we love you already, SkyBlue. Thanks for coming on. All right, thank you for having me.
All right.
Yeah. Felt like you can't move, you know what I'm saying? We put you in check, you ain't gon' flex, roll with the best, slap in your neck, you might be a snake, but I got the venom, we cut like an axe, you would just talk, I got the action like a movie star, put you to sleep, you ain't gon' peep, yeah, those are the facts, we put you in check, ain't gon' flex, slap in your neck, you might be a snake, but I got the venom, we cut like an axe, you would just talk, I got the action like a movie star, we put you to sleep, you ain't gon' peep. Yeah, those are the facts. Facts. Keep me on top when I love when you rock. Never get caught cause I cover my tracks. Wear what I want, ain't wearing no slacks. I got big deals, making this cheddar. Trailing the deck, so I hope you get better. Got a big coat when you wearing a sweater. Can't hold me down like I'm wearing a fender. Got an umbrella cause it's finna rain. Rush, I can trust, but I ain't finna swing. Swerving my lens, so I'm taking your chain. Out of control, but I ain't going insane. I'm staying safe, I don't know about you. Don't miss my whole life, I ain't new. One of my lips, I'm so cool in the school. We put you in check. You ain't gon' flex, roll with the best, slap in your neck. You might be a snake, but I got the venom, we chop like an axe. You would just talk, I got the action like a movie star. Put you to sleep, you ain't gon' peep, yeah, those are the facts. We put you in check, ain't gon' flex, slap in your neck. You might be a snake, but I got the venom, we chop like an axe. You would just talk, I got the action like a movie star. We put you to sleep, you ain't gon' peep, yeah, those are the facts. Never gon' be stuck in my mind. Always in check, but I'm never online. Being yourself is never a kind. Like my God, disease, always in sight. Dark in the look, stop being uptight. Go to the filter, your past behind. People like tough, but really ain't fine. We get in the jump of you boys, of course. We making this noise, you think you have choice. It's lust for my life, I got great torture. Just when it's my time, you know it's important. I ain't no pawn, I'm a king with a move. If you playing with me, then you know you gon' lose. When it's time for war, I ain't throwing up tools. It's a mystery of life and I'm stopping the clues. Put you in check, you ain't gon' flex, roll with the best, slap in your neck, you might be a snake, but I got the venom, we cut like an axe, you would just talk, I got the action like a movie star, put you to sleep, you ain't gon' peep, yeah, those are the facts, we put you in check, ain't gon' flex, slap in your neck, you might be a snake, but I got the venom, we cut like an axe, you would just talk, I got the action like a movie star, we put you to sleep, you ain't gon' peep, yeah, those are the facts,
but I can still move. It's my game, don't wanna lose. People die, but they can live too. Checkmate, but I never lose.
We put you in check. You ain't gon' flex, roll with the best, slap in your neck. You might be a snake, but I got the venom, we cut like an axe. You would just talk, I got the action like a movie star. Put you to sleep, you ain't gon' peep, yeah, those are the facts. We put you in check, ain't gon' flex, slap in your neck. You might be a snake, but I got the venom, we cut like an axe. You would just talk, I got the action like a movie star. We put you to sleep, you ain't gon' peep, yeah, those are the facts.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go, let's go. Yeah.
Number one in the game, without you ain't the same. Yeah, never locked in a cage, I got millions at this age. Yeah, to the next stage, get out of my face. Yeah, all these boys living strange, cause they know I ain't the same. I am immortal, I am immortal.
Yeah,
I am immortal.
Sky blue.
Super fast with his motor. I am hot, they are colder. Speaking bad like a boulder. You a jit cause I'm older. I ain't mad, I'm just goaded. Kicking back with a shorty. Yeah, they on my team, they ain't joking. Don't want no smoke cause they smoking. Lift up my team up to go.
Yeah.
to give. Now they talk of suicide, think they're afraid to live. Life or death, pick one. I'ma choose the life, and I want favor from God. I'ma choose the wife, and we not gonna die, we gon' transform. I'm using this world as a dance floor, praising my God forever. That's what I'm using my hands for. Don't put your trust in the world, because that light will dim. Put your trust in the God, because the world can't kill him.
Number one, yeah, in the game, what that you ain't the same, yeah. Nigga locked in a cage, I got millions at this age, yeah. To the next stage, get out of my face, yeah. All these boys that are strange, cause they know I ain't the same.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of my religion, out of my
religion. Yep. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. Did you guys enjoy that wonderful interview with Sky Blue? Listen, you all need to connect with him. A young man, as David always says, a young man who could be doing anything with all the options that these young kids have out nowadays. You know, he's decided to do something a little bit different. So we wanted to make sure that you guys support, just like all the other kids that come on to this radio show. That was a little different because that was a pre-recorded interview that we did because he has to be in bed before 10 o'clock. And guess what we do? We make it do what it do. That's what Beyond the Fence does. So I'm going to go ahead and get into these sponsors before we get it back into the show. Listen, shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. I have to give a great big shout out to her. You guys heard the commercial in the beginning. Professionally done, quality work. Not to mention that she has a very smooth voice, a voice that you want to have on your show. If you are a radio personality, a program director, a music director, if you have a business and you're looking for someone to actually do a promo audio for you, we want you to look Paula G up. Paula G is a very, very, very professional voiceover. And a number of people don't realize independently, we're listening to voiceovers every day on commercials. When you're listening to the radio station all day long, you're listening to voiceovers. So why not have a quality voiceover? Do your commercials. Connect with her at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Also, I cannot forget our main man, G-Weezy is what I call him, DJ Beyond the Fence artist. And listen, a spectacular, we call him the family man. If you're looking for a DJ with the pandemic, I'm going to tell y'all, we have had so many online parties and gatherings. In fact, David, we did our conference this year via Zoom. And guess who DJed? DJ G-Weezy, DJ G-Will. We want you guys to look him up. If you're looking to book, please contact him at www.beyondthefence, that's BEYONDAFENCE.org. Make sure you look him up, specializing especially in the Tennessee area, but he travels. He was in Memphis. He goes all around the world, but don't forget, virtually, he will hold it down as well. That's DJ G Will, the artist on Beyond the Fence. You will find him on the website. And we cannot forget, we have a special announcement. David, you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? We have a special, special announcement. The newest addition to the Beyond the Fence family, Amma E. Neely, will be coming out with her single entitled This Is My Love Song on August 3rd. Y'all, I'm excited for this. I'm excited. Get more information about this single by visiting the Beyond the Radio Facebook page, the Beyond the Fence Facebook page, and also Amma E. Neely. All of the promos you guys are going to be seeing this week. Yes. Yes. And you've heard the song right here on the station as well, but on August 3rd, it will be released. So we want you all to be prepared to support. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Let's talk business. Hey, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company. We told you guys that we are so much more than music. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, is a Beyond the Fence expansion business that helps businesses grow. We have a 100% success rate helping people strategize, coaching them through, and creating, helping them to create some new ideas for their business. Listen, we are getting booked all over the world right now just to speak about business, and it is really, really touching my heart because this is something we've been doing forever, but we ourselves had to take our advice and turn it into a business. So let's talk business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. If you just want someone to talk to about a vision that you have, one that you've written down a long time ago, you want to know how to bring it to life, maybe you started your business and you truly just want some new ideas, some fresh ideas, or maybe you just are stuck and you need some help. You just want somebody to help coach you through. That's what we do. We can't forget our coaching program mentorship for the youth entrepreneurs. Shout out to the mom and dadpreneurs, those people, those the parents who are taking care of their children, trying to ride out this whole venture of business, because as hard as it is for the adults, but you got kids trying to do it now. Well, Let's Talk Business expanded in March 2021 into the teen sector, and we have an amazing group of kids that we are coaching every week. And they're doing a phenomenal job. So shout out to the children, especially if you're listening today. And we are going to encourage you all to continue to do a great job. Those are the sponsors. David, back to you.
Let's get it. Thank you, Shay. Coach Shay, that was a job well done, like always. You know, this scripture is really inspired by Sky Blue. Shout out to Sky Blue. Because he's a good example. If you guys turn to Proverbs 22:6, Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go." I'm sorry, let me clear my throat. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." That is powerful all in itself. I believe Sky Blue is a perfect example of that. Training a child up in the way he should go. If you go ahead, what I like about the upbringing of Sky Blue and this little, you know, just a little side note, you know, even though his dad is well known, have a lot of followers, have got many awards, and been pretty successful, he's making Sky Blue appreciate where he come from. He's making Sky Blue have a work ethic. He's not just giving them, you know, just giving them handouts. He's making Sky Blue work for it. He supports Sky Blue because it's his son, but he's making Sky Blue put in the work. He's not giving them handouts. He's training his child in the way he should go. He's giving them nuggets. He's giving them help on the way, but he's allowing him to put the work in because he know that if you do not put no work in, then you will not see any fruits. So that's what I like about that. I'm not going to go too deep because you know how I went to 11 o'clock, Shay, but do you want to expand on that before I come back in later? Coche. I guess Coche is not with us. Well, I will say
I was talking the whole night. I'm so sorry. Yes, David, I said I do like to look up different versions of the scriptures because they always have some, you know, there's always an ear that needs to hear it in a different way, and I'm that type of reader. The New Living Translation, Proverbs 22:6 says, direct your children unto the right path. And when they're older, they will not leave it. And so I like how direct it is in the New Living Translation. Direct your children onto the right path.
Yes.
And so using Sky Blue, training a child and directing them on the right path, although it's the same scripture, it definitely has two different meanings, right? When I think about this scripture and this version of the New Living Translation version, it's like I'm looking at it from a path, like a parent actually taking that child and they're starting them at go, right? And they're saying, this is the path that you walk. And as long as you walk this path, you know, of course, there's going to be a journey along the way. You're going to see some things on the side of the road, and some of those things may want to distract you. You may see the fancy cars. You may see the dollar bills. You may see the fancy clothes. You may see the girls, or you may see the boys. You may see the fancy casino lights. You're going to see all of that as you travel this path. But if you follow the path, the things that you've learned on that journey, you won't depart. It says, and when they are older, they will not leave it. They will not leave it. So, David, I just wanted to expound on that scripture a little bit more in the New Living Translations. Direct your children onto the right path, which means that ultimately there is a wrong path as well.
Yes, and, you know, and it does say that direct and train up, and it's pretty much the same. It is the same thing, and it's just another translation with the same meaning. So it says, you know, train up a child. So when you train up a child, you got to give the child proper direction. It is saying you train a child and have that training. Just like if you're in a boxing match, then you must train before the fight because you know that, you know, when you're in it, it's wartime. And if you don't be careful, you can get yourself hurt severely. So that's how it is with this thing. It's called life, to really train that child and put them in the right direction. Train that child. And the best thing to do, why the Bible tells us to train a child is so important. Because one thing about a child is it's at its most vulnerable stage of life. Our children believe that it's a Santa Claus, it's a tooth fairy. They believe it because the people they depend on the most, which is the parents. So they stand on every word that the parents say because we are their guardians. We're the one that they depend on. We're the one that feeds them. So we are their livelihood. So they stand on every word that the parents say. To be honest, that's why I don't even tell my children, or my daughter who's 5 years old, I don't even tell her it's Santa Claus because I don't want to start her life off with a lie. Because I feel personally, and it's not for everybody else, but just saying me personally, I feel that's the first, once she finds out Santa Claus isn't real, then that's the first time she can really realize it's hard to trust me all the way or dad lied to her. So I don't want to be dishonest. I'm just honest and just train her up, you know, from her most vulnerable stage of life and just let her know that, you know, mom and dad and grandma and granddad, we all work hard to put you in a position to where you can have certain things that we didn't have at your age. And we want her to not take that for granted. Understand that we work hard, and if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you won't get as much. Because we do this because we love you, not because you just straight deserve it. We do this because we love you. And that's how I want to, you know, train my child. So I think it's important, us as parents, you know, to get our children at the most vulnerable stage in their life and really train them up. Because at the end of the day, they're dependent on us, and we're taking them from dependency to independency. And when they once they have their own independency, a lot of them struggle trying to find their way because they've been dependent on us for so long. So, you want to expand on that, Shay? That was really my closing.
Can you hear me? All right. Well, yeah, I think, you know, David, as you were talking, I was just thinking, even for parents, you know, I think about myself and you said a mouthful when it comes down to children being able to trust what you say and how you say it. And a lot of times, you know, even as you're growing up, I had my two children at the age of 16 and 17 years old. And so I was really a child raising children, two children at that. And so growing up, you know, I learned about the Easter Bunny and I learned about Santa Claus. And, you know, those were some of the proudest moments of my mother's life. And there was, you know, just being able to see our eyes light up with Christmas and our eyes. And I can't say that I was really upset about not knowing Santa, that Santa wasn't real. But I remember being able to pass that along to my children. And as I grew older, I started seeking wisdom and I started gaining an understanding and I started wanting a different level of knowledge. And I must say that it was kind of hard to even take certain things away from my children because they literally were so used to it. It was a formality and kind of, you know, rebuked by my own children for wanting to change that narrative at their age of 16 and 17. So I do think that it's imperative even now that as we begin to start looking at how we raise our children, how we're training our children, how we're guiding our children, this world, like I said, with Sky Blue, you know, these children are seeing videos. Literally, you know, for the young women, they're seeing women who are shaped, their bodies are coutured by surgery, hair a different color. It's not normal. Life is not normal. And so I hear a lot of people say, David, you know, we got to take it back to the old roots. That's kind of hard in this generation because, like you always say, the television tells a vision. And so it's either the TV training them, the schools directing them or guiding them, their friends, you know, the street. They're going to get the training from somewhere, right?
Yes.
They're going to get it from somewhere. And so if it's not us, then who? So I encourage the body, honestly, to stand up and to really seek true wisdom. Seek it wholeheartedly. Seek the truth for yourself and seek wisdom wholeheartedly as adults so that we are not training our children in error. And it's not just our children because guess what? When my mom was young, the neighbors could get a switch off the tree and beat her if she did something wrong. No lie. No lie. My mom did something. My mom said the neighbors were allowed to spank her. And now you have it set up to where let the teacher even scold the kid. They're going to get arrested. So seek wholehearted wisdom and seek direction in the way that we need to go in order to start training these children up, the youth up in the right way. Just because it's not your grandchild, your niece, your uncle, your niece or your nephew or your cousin, just because it's not, men, if you see a young man with their pants sagging, don't be afraid to say, man, you know, pull your pants. And they got to be careful with that, you know, because everybody ain't with that. But use your discernment. And women, when you see a young lady not dressed appropriately, you don't have to go all Aunt Hattie on her, but you can definitely make sure that she's aware of what it looks like. So just seek full wisdom is what I want to say, David, in closing. Just seek full wisdom so that we can literally train the children up in truth.
Yes, because here's the reality. If, you know, somebody's kid get shot, we like, we want justice. But if your kid is the shooter, you think differently. We got to have a balance. It takes a village to raise these children. So we want to train them in the right way and teach them and let them know that they have greatness within. But we definitely have to be an example. We have to be the first example. It can't be that do what you say, don't say what I do. They're going to say what you do. Being said, Let's keep it going, family. Let's be a better version of ourselves every day. And then we are the best model our children can be. Please believe me, they mimic us. So with that being said, I love you guys. I appreciate you tuning in right here every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please go tell a friend, go tell a coworker, go tell everybody you can to come and tune in and have fun with us, family, because we're family right here on Beyond the Radio. We love you. We will see you next week. Yes. And I salute you with both hands.
Where the music at?
It's your boy, David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know.
It's about eight in the morning, I'm just waking up, got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup, while I'm looking out the window at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Ignorant grace, so intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and break. This whole sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
Job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.